Welcome to the All Together Better podcast. I'm your host, Liz Nyker, and on this podcast, we discuss all things property services here at Liberty. On today's episode, I'm joined by Group Managing Director at Liberty, Ray Jones, Managing Director at Liberty, Karen Sloan, Purchase Ledger Clerk at Liberty, Don Riley. We also have a special guest with us today, Doreen Hinchmo. Doreen is now retired but worked for Liberty when it was known as Booth Mechanical Services for over 15 years, and she joins us today to help us celebrate Liberty's 50th anniversary. On today's podcast, we discuss diversity in the property service sector and what we can do to be a more diverse business. What was the industry like for you when you first joined it, Karen, and how has it changed in terms of diversity?
I personally just think that the way that people used to move through the ranks, which is fantastic and worked really well, but you just tended to have the trades people were males, so therefore you had more, you know, more male dominated, you know, not necessarily because people were making a conscious decision to not have women, but I just think that the pipeline of how people progressed through the business naturally meant that you created that, you know, that male-dominated sort of, you know, lack of diversity, really. Don't necessarily think it's seen as something that young girls aspire to do. Myself and one of my colleagues, Simona, we've started doing a women ambassador in construction role. And when you're going into schools and colleges, there is still right at, you know, when kids are leaving school, you know, the little boys go over to look at being engineers and builders and plasterers and all of that kind of stuff. And the girls go and do secretarial roles and hairdressing, and it still happens. And you have to have somebody that says, well, actually, I want to do that. And they, people are still having to push themselves forward, because I think until you get more people role modelling that's an attractive career to have. I think there's always going to be, in the actual trades, I think there's been a lot of movement in the, as you say, the support, the back office, the management, and that has been really, you know, I think a lot of businesses are working really hard to try and open up those opportunities for everybody across all different minority groups, whether it's, you know, whether it's gender or background or whatever it is. So I think that's happening a lot. But the trades still, there's still only 2% of the trades are female. But it starts right at the schools in terms of getting it into the schools as an attractive, viable career.
Just to build on that point, Karen, why didn't these roles appeal to you when you were a schoolgirl?
Because I saw it as a man's job. I don't think it was even that you weren't allowed to do it. I just didn't see it as something that you naturally went on to do. Yeah, I think that is changing. I think some of the things that I've seen, you know, the boards that you have where you have the children that will sort of do an electrical circuit and things like that. Now they have sort of like plumbing boards and all these other kinds of things, fault finding kind of things in schools, so that to get the children interested.
And why didn't these roles appeal to you, Dawn?
When I left school, it was just you either go to work in an office or you work in a factory. That's what, you know, I was just, that was the role I was going to do. As I say, I moved to this because my dad worked here, and it was a job I got straight away. I left school and I walked straight into a job through my dad. I wanted to be an archaeologist, you know, dig and all that, but I never went ahead with it. And here I am today. I've loved the company. I've loved all the people I've worked with. But I wanted to do different things. But being an archaeologist, that wasn't even on the agenda for any of us girls then. It was more like, you know, oh, it's a man's world. Like, you know, you can't be the next Howard Carter or something like that, you know. But yeah, so it wasn't very good in my time.
I do think it's improving, but I do think it's not just about the businesses. They can't, and the industry can't change it by themselves. I do genuinely think it's education. You wouldn't believe the biggest blocker is also parents. They don't aspire for their little girls to be plumbers and builders, and they just don't. And I don't know why, but that's something that we're starting to try and work with as well.
And how about yourself, Doreen?
Our youngest daughter went to university to do surveying, which was even then, 20 years ago, considered a man's world.
Yeah.
There was only two girls in that whole class, and in one particular session, 20 years ago, she asked a tutor to repeat a question. She said, "I'm sorry, I didn't get that. Will you repeat that question?" He said, "Oh, you women, you should be home washing dishes." That was a lecture at university. Yes. Now, when they come up against things like that, it wouldn't happen now.
And what are your thoughts, Ray?
Diversity in construction and property services is terrible. It was terrible when I started, and I think it's still terrible now. I think that there's certain social barriers to that with regards to, I've got two young daughters. You open up just the, it's coming up to Christmas time, you open up what they want for Christmas, and there's a load of stuff in pink, which is usually around traditional girl type activities, if you know what I mean. And then you look at the boy stuff, and it's all the building blocks and all that type of good stuff. And so there's social norms, which I think limit people's breadth of aspiration and what they see as an opportunity for them, which I think is a social thing. But that's difficult for individuals and individual businesses to sort of change. I think from our side, property services, I think it is terrible, and it continues to be terrible. That's because lack of role models within the industry, and that's why I'm really proud of what Karen has achieved for herself, but and being part of the Liberty team, because actually that's an aspirational role, one of our major leadership roles, and Karen's there, but absolutely by credit. Because of what she's done and what she's achieved. She's doing a fabulous job, and hopefully we give other women within our organisation something to aspire to. But it can't just be Karen. It needs to be more people within the organisation, and that links back to opportunities at every single level within what we do. This is going to be a real focus of ours moving forward. And I learned pretty early in my leadership type roles that actually if you have a team which is non-diverse and very similar to yourself, you'll all make the same mistakes, and you'll all agree with each other, it'll be great, and you think you're having a great meeting, but then guess what, 2 months down the line you've gone and fallen down a big trap door because nobody spotted it, because you're not diverse enough in your thought and your thinking and where you've come from and your history and your beliefs. So a more diverse team who's got that capability is absolutely the best way to take the business forward.
To stay up to date with the latest at Liberty, visit www.liberty-group.co.uk or follow us on Twitter. Just search Go to Liberty or search Liberty on LinkedIn.